Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the Ike Juice Hotline. We do it every day at 4 o'clock. Oh, this is our show voicemail, a chance for you to react to games when we're not on the air, a chance for you to react to just anything random or stuff during the show. So let's get to it, Ben. The Ike Juice Hotline.
Yo, guys, I don't need to rip into D-Wade. We are not the Minnesota Vikings fans. We don't cry about games. We don't cry about these things. We make sure that we support our teams and we know that our team is better and we're going to go out there and we're going to do the things we need to do to win the game, because that's really all that matters. Crying about players or fan behavior or whatever it may be, that's not really silly.
Thank you. We sit here and rip the Viking fans for crying about being here in Philly and everything else. And then D-Wade pulled his arm. He should have been thrown out of the game.
He should have been thrown out. Oh, yeah. You're right, caller. We don't whine about things here in Philly.
No, we shouldn't.
Like really?
Yeah, well, we can't rip somebody for whining and then whine ourselves.
Yeah, but they were whining about BS. That was the difference. There's no evidence to show that these Viking fans, anything happened to them other than they weren't treated politely by Eagles fans.
Come on. You've been a little naive here.
What do you mean I'm being naive?
Well, you're trying to act as if they didn't have any valid points about what they were complaining about being here as visitors.
They had none. This is what was being portrayed.
John, they were whining. I'm with you. They were whining. That's why I didn't want to hear that about yesterday's game. And we won. We won the game and we're whining about it. We won.
I just hate D-Wade.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's why I'm continuing to complain. I want him shut down. I want him done. All right?
Well, he had his one game.
I want Justin Anderson to hammer him when he goes up for a layup. Not hurt him severely. Yeah. I want him hammered.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, what do we got?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I could not believe how Justice Winslow stepped on Joel Embiid's glasses. If they can't win by just playing basketball,
yeah,
then they shouldn't be playing at all. Thank you. I love you, Ike.
Now I can't rip her, but I would have done the same thing. That's all I'm telling you.
I might have kicked it.
Listen, if I got LeBron smashing me, I got Jordan, Kobe smashing me, what are you thinking? And if their mask hits the ground, and if I step on it and act and break it, and it causes him to be out of the game for an X amount of time, that's what I'm trying to do. It's obvious that they don't have an answer for Joel Embiid. It's not Little League. You want to play fair and square and the best man win? No, that's not what's happening. They know that they are undermanned. They know that they aren't as good as the Sixers, so they're trying different things. How do you think the Pistons put Michael Jordan on ice? You think they had enough skill to beat Michael Jordan? No. So they made him feel it. The Knicks tried to do it with him.
The Pistons, it worked.
It worked for the Pistons.
And that was before Mike really became Mike.
But Mike was still dropping 60 on Boston in the playoffs.
No, he was. But that was the way to solve him.
Well, they punked Pippen. Yep. That's who they really wound up punking, yep, was Scottie Pippen. So my only point is that take it like a badge of honor, because they know they can't beat you straight up. They got to try these other things. That's what they have to do. That means they are defeated. It's almost like Bill Belichick trying that quarterback pass, that pass to Tom Brady early in the game. You're like, whoa, the Patriots are doing this in the Super Bowl? Oh, we got them on the ropes. We got them on the ropes.
Anytime they're doing something out of character.
Exactly.
You can feel it.
That's the point that I'm making.
And this is the trick that, and by the way, I love it. I love the fact that you have a chippy series like this.
Yes.
I do. This is fun.
Yes, this is what I want. As long as the Sixers handle it well, and that's what they did last night. They handled it
the right way.
They met it head on, but they didn't go over the line. And that's really what Miami was trying to do. They're trying to get you to get one of your players kicked out of the game.
You're right. You're right. If I would set the over-under of how many FUs I threw at Dwayne Wade in a packed bar, probably about 7 or 8.
I need to watch a game. I need to see you.
Oh, my God. I hate Dwayne Wade. He aggravates me so much. And by the way, I respect him. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
But I hate him. I hate him. What do you got?
I got an idea for the next Sixers home game. A JoJo Embiid giveaway would be a China doll instead of a bobblehead doll.
Oh, wow. He's coming at JoJo like that? Man just came back with a broken orbital bone in his face.
What do I even say to that?
By the way, he fought his way. By the way, if you don't think Joel Embiid was the chief influencer behind him getting on the basketball court, you're crazy.
He talked his way back.
Yeah, exactly.
And he, you know what he also, he was flopping all over the place last night just like he normally does.
Just like he normally does.
He's all.
Yeah, he needs that mask.
He's always on the floor.
He's on the floor a lot.
What's next, Ben?
Today's about ice cream. We're big ice cream eaters in my family. Last several times we've gotten Neapolitan ice cream. You know, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yeah.
Why is it that we get so much less chocolate than strawberry and vanilla? It's an outrage. Peace out.
So is that in the middle?
No, strawberry's in the middle. Vanilla's on the outside. Chocolate's on the outside. I think.
Is there less chocolate? Because I'll tell you what. I of that combination, I like the strawberry and vanilla.
Me too.
Before I like the chocolate.
I'm not a big chocolate ice cream guy.
No, meaning just straight chocolate?
Yeah, I'm not a big chocolate ice cream.
Nah, if you mix it with something, put a little caramel in there or whatever. Ben, what's your go-to ice cream, man?
I'm vanilla.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Let's think about milkshakes. I would take a strawberry milkshake over a vanilla.
Yeah, that's the number one milkshake.
I would take a vanilla over a chocolate.
I think peanut butter ice cream is gotta be like.
I've never had a vanilla milkshake.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And now
I take everything back that I said. Peanut butter is the best, but people don't eat it enough.
Peanut butter ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty good. I just never see it or have it. No, but you know what I do like actually? The black and white milkshake is delicious.
Okay.
The best of both worlds.
Okay, yeah.
And
little cookies, is that like cookies and cream or no?
I like cookies and cream. I'll do that.
But the black and white is
no, it's just vanilla chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Or when you have the soft serve that I used to get at Dairy Queen where you have the, what do they call it, Ben? Where it's the
blizzard.
No, not a blizzard. The soft serve where you have you put it on and the soft serve ice is coming out and then you're doing the cone and it's just kind of going around in circles.
What's the difference between that and the blizzard?
What do you mean?
Like isn't the blizzard just soft serve ice cream?
No, it has stuff in it. You're an idiot. What are you talking about? A blizzard is like a manufactured, you take ice cream, you put stuff in it, and then you do something to it.
So you take the stuff out, you have soft serve.
Yeah, but what makes it a blizzard is the stuff. It's soft serve ice cream. That's all Dairy Queen has.
The blizzard is the ice cream.
Dairy Queen only has soft serve. What are you talking about? they have Dairy Queens in the Midwest?
Yes.
I used to love to get, because there was a Dairy Queen in Willow Grove down the street from the Little League fields. So after every game, pretty much the entire Little League is down there.
Yeah.
The Butterscotch Sundae is my favorite.
I'm with that.
I'm not a big hot fudge sundae guy.
I got to be honest, and I'm not pandering to our partner, who I endorse, Rita's.
Love Rita's.
But since I moved out here 20 years ago, ice cream, I'm not a fan of ice cream, really. I'm more, in the summertime, I'm more Rita's. I'm more of the water ice. I really am.
Water ice is, on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday, I went to pick up my car was getting an oil change. It was the day it was 80-some degrees. And the Rita's over by me in Collegeville. I'm like, stop and get some water ice or whatever. Everybody in Collegeville was at Rita's trying to get a water ice. And you know what? I waited to get my watermelon.
I will wait on the water ice.
Man, it was good.
Yes.
Man, it was good.
I'm with you there. Ice cream in the summertime, stomach, it don't always agree.
No?
Nah. Kind of moved towards being more of a sherbet guy anyway.
Oh, man.
Orange sherbet, love it. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.